The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
This is going to be the easiest camping trip ever. Just think, we forget anything. All we have to do is walk about 100 feet and we're back at our house.
If you ask me, this is not even a camping trip.
This is how we start to get our neighbor out of his shell. I think he's really the friendly sort at heart. He just needs a little help from his everyday environmentalist neighbors.
Here he comes now with, is that a microwave and a television set?
This stuff is sure is heavy. It sure would be a lot easier just to sleep indoors. Well, I better get the second load.
Henry, you're not really going to use this stuff tonight, are you? I mean, they are sort of unique to the
concept
of...
No, I think what Anne means is our extra tent is designed for two people. We just want to make sure you have space for you, too.
You mean I'm supposed to use that little itty-bitty tent?
Actually, that new tent is the same size as our old one.
A smaller tent leaves plenty of room for a campfire and some chairs. There's nothing quite like the taste of a freshly baked potato from a fire pit.
You're going to build a fire next to my house? Good grief! Now I need to bring my smoke alarm here, too.
No. We're not going to build a fire here. I meant when we go camping at designated campsites. But we are going to use our barbecue tonight, so it'll be sort of like a fire. Dave, what's Henry doing now?
Well, kind of looks like he's running some extension cords from his house right into his tent.
Oh, who made this thing you call a tent? Where are the little openings for the electric cords? This is terrible. Just how am I supposed to plug in all my stuff?
All your stuff? Let's see what we've got here. A heater, a microwave, television set, clock, radio, and a smoke alarm? I hope you won't take this personally, Henry, but have you ever gone camping?
Of course not. You see that house next door? If I wanted to live in a tent, I'd have never bought that house.
Maybe we should sort of postpone this camping idea.
No. I'm not going to give in now. Maybe I'm just missing something. How did you arrange a power supply to your tent?
Well, that's just what I was going to talk to you about, Henry. Neither Ann nor I actually have ever used any power cords on our tent.
No power? How do you stay warm? What are you going to eat for dinner? What are you going to do for entertainment?
Let's see if I can answer some of those concerns, Henry. We've got a really warm sleeping bag for you to borrow, and you can always wear extra layers of clothes to bed. Dinner's easy. We'll show you our barbecue. Ann already has dinner cooked, and after dinner we can play some great board games.
Plan ahead for camping season, or make any season camping season. Challenge yourself to take as few electronic gadgets as possible. Enjoy the simplicity of camping, and know you're protecting the environment by using less electricity.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.